Country Club FM.
That cowbell is in honor of Donna and Marlon of Maple Grove. They stopped by when we were broadcasting live on Thursday at the Living Word Christian Center and their share Christmas toy drive, which I was at on Thursday. Thanks to those people that came by and dropped off some toys. And that's going to be continuing. If you didn't have a chance to do it on Thursday, they're going to be continuing that toy drive right until December 10th.
Okay.
During their regular office hours there at the Living Word Christian Center. That is an impressive facility. Big sanctuary and a small little one for weddings and funerals and things like that. That is really impressive.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that they were connected to the Maranatha Christian Academy. They're right there, too.
Yeah. So I heard you mention that. Yeah, it was sounded like things went very well there. And I used the cowbell on Friday when I was solo here, and I didn't give them proper props. And I did do a almanac salute to Gomer Jim
Neighbors. Yes, Jim Neighbors
Pyle.
Died. Yeah, on the 30th, right? He died on November 30th.
I thought you would have wanted me to do that.
Golly. Did you do one of those?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was the show on Friday, was the almanac, was it archive worthy?
You know what? For the few times that I've done it solo, I thought that was probably my best effort.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Your best probably still isn't good enough to get it on the archive.
Well,
though,
no, and I wouldn't expect
it. Because it takes extra work.
Right.
That's the main reason. Monday, December 4th, 338th day of the year. We have 27 left to go. The first Thanksgiving celebrated in Virginia, 1619. Somewhere, someplace, they have record of a Thanksgiving. Apparently, they have records of a family getting over getting into a fight over political views.
Sure.
So that's how they knew it was Thanksgiving, 1619.
Did they have turkey or bald eagle?
1812, the power mower was patented. I'm confused by this.
This can't be right.
Peter Galliard of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm not sure what was powering this motor. It certainly wasn't the combustion engine. It wasn't gasoline. Mm-hmm. Do a quick search of this guy's name to see if he comes up anywhere. Not really. I don't know what it was, but it was in there, so we mentioned it anyway. If we do find that this was wrong, there will, of course, somebody will lose their job over it.
Right on.
We're that serious about the almanac. 1867, the National Grange of Husbandry was found on this date. How are you doing on your husbandry, Neil?
Not that well.
Well, are you caring, cultivating, and breeding crops and animals? That's what husbandry is. It's not what many people would think that it is.
Then I'm not doing well at all.
So the Grange, the old Grange, was born on this date, 1867. 1918, President Woodrow Wilson became the first president to travel outside the U.S. while in office. And he didn't just go to Canada. He set sail for France. He needed to attend the Versailles Peace Conference following World War I, Neil.
Oh, sure.
On this day, 1918.
That makes sense.
1943, baseball commissioner Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Yes.
He announced that any club was free to employ black players. So he set the stage in 43 for the color barrier to be broken, but it wouldn't be broken until, what, 1947?
Right.
With Jackie Robinson. But in 43, he had set the stage. It took 4 years, or 3 years, because it would have been leading into the 1944 baseball season. So 44, 45, 46, no African-American players. And then in 47 is when the Dodgers made Jackie Robinson the first ever black player in the major leagues. It was a seminal moment in sports.
Yes, it was.
1956, the Million Dollar Quartet would record together for the first time. Sun Records in Memphis, the historic meeting and gathering of Elvis.
Pretty huge.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, and the fourth one that some people forget, Carl Perkins.
Mm-hmm.
The session would not be released for 25 years. So they recorded the session, but they didn't release it some 25 years later.
That's weird.
They would eventually do so in the 1980s. 1967, this date.
I were king of the palace.
Oh, the staccato.
Not queen, not duke, not prince.
Burt Lahr died on this date. He was 72.
He was the Cowardly Lion.
Who else could have been the Cowardly Lion? Really, nobody. I couldn't imagine anybody else in that role.
He was super.
From The Wizard of Oz, 1967. 1984, the National Geographic Society discovered a Bronze Age shipwreck off the south coast of Turkey. they decided and found out by using carbon dating and everything that the ship dated back to the King Tut era.
Wow.
That's an old boat.
No doubt.
Right there. 1984, 1988, Gary Busey was in the news.
I hit the concrete going 45 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. On your bike?
My motorcycle.
Yeah, you weren't jogging.
I wasn't jogging.
Yeah.
I hit a little bit of sand and gravel and went fishtailing and hit my rear brake, and I smashed into the concrete, and I don't remember 7 weeks of my life, and I was in the hospital for 2 months, and they opened me up from here to here and split my skull.
Wow, that's Gary Busey describing what happened to him on this date in 1988. That was about a year later. After the accident, he was on with Letterman. He was critically injured in a motorcycle accident. He was very fortunate to come through it, obviously.
Yeah, and don't know that he was ever the same.
He wasn't the same. There were some changes to Mr. Gary Busey as a result of that. 1988. 1991, do you remember the name Terry Anderson? He worked for the Associated Press.
Yes.
He was a correspondent working in the Middle East.
Abducted.
Yeah, he was in captivity over there for 7 years. He was finally released. Finally, freedom. Jeez. For Terry Anderson, 1991. Let's fast forward to 1997.
Asked Spree to leave practice, and he didn't, and the words kind of escalated to some physical contact, and then later on in practice, 15 or 20 minutes later, Spree returned, and there was some more physical contact.
That physical contact would be a chokehold
right.
on PJ Carlissimo, who was the head coach of the Golden State Warriors at the time. Latrell Sprewell was suspended on this date for choking and threatening to kill his coach. Suspension later reduced, and Sprewell was reinstated to the Warriors, which had terminated his contract. Of course, we would sign him then a few years later.
Yes.
And he would help the Timberwolves to the Western Conference Finals before losing to the LA Lakers. And of course, then he would not re-sign with the Timberwolves because
not enough money. Can't feed his family.
Yeah,
on
17 million. Was it 14 million?
It was
in the teens.
Yes.
And yeah, he couldn't feed his family on that, so he turned the Timberwolves
down.
Gotta
feed my family, man.
Latrell Sprewell, infamous Latrell. That was in 1997.
I would tell you, not the brightest bulb on the tree.
Couple of OJ notes on this date. The year 2000, he was involved in an incident with another motorist in Miami, Florida. Simpson was accused of scratching the other motorist's face while pulling off the man's glasses. And all he wanted to do, he wanted to borrow his glasses so he could see better, so he could look for the killer,
right?
The real killer.
Yeah.
That's all he wanted to do. He just wanted the glasses to say, I think that's the real killer right there, but he couldn't see.
Can I borrow your glasses, sir?
And then it was exactly a year later that they raided OJ's home. The FBI raided OJ's home in Florida. It was an ongoing 2-year international investigation into drug trafficking, also satellite service pilfering and money laundering. Some satellite equipment was taken from Simpson's home, but no drugs were found. Satellite service pilfering. That's what the TV companies do to us. They pilfer us.
Yeah, no
right?
doubt.
You pay your bill, right? Whether it's cable
gosh.
Or whatever.
So
for internet
spending.
And all those services, that is the real pilfering. Let's move on to some birthdays now today.
From Hollywood, it's everybody's game of strategy, knowledge, and fun. It's Tic-Tac-Toe. And now, here's our host, Wink Martindale.
Thank you very much, Jason. Hello, everybody. Thank you.
He was the host of a number of game shows. My favorite was Tic-Tac-Doe.
Love it.
Now, big man and a big winner, too. Jay, if you will, please.
Jay, what about him?
He was also a DJ in Memphis. He was famous for the first one, I think, to introduce Elvis Presley, or he was involved in Elvis's career early on because he worked at WHBQ in Memphis. And he also had a little song, more a spoken word tune called Deck of Cards.
Yes.
Which was a big hit. I remember Tic-Tac-Toe because the questions were so easy. I mean, I was 10 years old, and I was getting at least 6 out of 10,
right.
Maybe 7 out of 10. I could have gone on that show and won some money.
Exactly.
Wink Martindale is 84 today. You probably know him as a Jethro.
My dingy, that's a dandy speech. I'm proud of you.
I didn't write it. That was written by Abraham Lincoln, the president that wiped us out.
South was not whooped.
Granny, General Lee surrendered to General Grant.
He did not. General Lee figured that Grant was a blacksmith, and he handed him his sword so he could sharpen it.
Oh, Granny.
She's
a little delusional.
Yeah.
Max Baer Jr., Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies, still going strong. He's with us. He is 80 today. Had him at our state fair booth a couple of years ago. He started with the Birds. He was with the Flying Burrito Brothers. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we know him here on Bob FM as being a member of the Desert, one half of the Desert Rose Band.
Sure.
Chris Hillman is 75 today.
Very talented.
Happy
Hall of
birthday.
Famer, multiple, yep.
Happy birthday to Chris Hillman, 75.
I can hit a net 590 yard.
Lead flying.
There he got it.
That tournament is running them cheap shells on me again.
I thought you were going to say the sun was in your eyes. That is to say, your eye.
Yeah, thank you for saying the line as it was happening. I really do appreciate that.
No problem.
Jeff Bridges is 68 today. That's him from True Grit. He was pretty good there in Rooster Cogburn, right?
I thought he did a very nice job. John Wayne did a pretty good performance.
Big shoes to fill. Very few actors would be willing to do a role that John Wayne had previously done. Speaking of John Wayne, I drove right past Winterset, Iowa.
Oh, sure.
His birthplace. Plenty of signs right there. Bridges of Madison County in that general. And Bob Feller's area was generally in that area, too. Bob Feller lived, and there's the Bob Feller Museum.
Okay.
Just west of Des Moines.
We went to the John Wayne one, but I did not do Bob Feller.
Jeff Bridges, also the Big Lebowski. He is 68.
The dude abides.
Today, Patricia Wettig is the Emmy Award-winning actress. Won her Emmy. She was on 30-something, mm-hmm. Brothers and Sisters, mm-hmm. a number of TV shows, Prison Break, Alias, Sane Elsewhere. She was also Billy Crystal's wife in the City Slicker movies.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Gary Rossington. One of the survivors of the plane crash for Lynyrd Skynyrd. And he can saw on the guitar. He can pretty much play the guitar like he's ringing the bell. With Lynyrd Skynyrd, 66.
You remember the duo that he formed?
Yeah, it was a country rock duo, wasn't it? What was the name of it?
Rossington Collins.
Yeah, that's
Albert
right.
Albert Collins and Gary Rossington from Lynyrd Skynyrd did some southern rock country.
And they released some songs. They charted, didn't they?
I don't know for sure.
But anyway,
I'd have to look.
He's 66. On the drums for Diamond Rio, Brian Prout is the drummer for Diamond Rio. He was born on this date 1955. He is 62. Happy birthday to him today. The lovely, talented Marissa Tomei.
Oh, yeah.
Have I told you how much I love you today?
Not in the last 15 minutes.
Well, I do love you very much.
And I love you, Marissa.
Well, then. Come on, get dressed. We're going to be late for the premiere.
She loved quirky, tiny, little, bald men, Marissa Tomei. And, of course, My Cousin Vinny. She's well known for that. And now she's playing Spider-Man's mom.
Yes.
In the new Avengers with Spider-Man involved. Now that Spider-Man is in the Avengers fold.
I saw that one.
Marissa Tomei is 53. Fred Armisen was on Saturday Night Live. He is now the band leader. He's very talented. He's a band leader. On Late Night with Seth Meyers, Fred Armisen, he did the early impersonations of President Obama in the SNL political world when Obama was running and then eventually was elected. So he is 51 today. Rapper Jay-Z, our rapper for the day, he is pretty well known. He's married to Beyonce.
Sure.
He's one of the most successful and probably the richest of all the rappers because he's involved not only in the music but production and all this other stuff, and obviously involved with his wife's career, Beyonce. Jay-Z is 48 today. Tyra Banks, 44, model and sometimes actress. Tyra Banks, 44.
Down came a black bird.
Lila McCann.
What happened to her?
She became well known for wearing braces in her music videos.
Yeah.
Hey, that's who I am. I'm not going to cover it up. I'm not going to go with Invisalign. I got braces and I'm proud of it. I think she decided music wasn't for her. She wanted to go into just normal life. Down So she's 36. Lila McCann's 36. What do you think of that?
I can't believe it.
Stunned?
She came in as a teenage sensation, you know, and
and like many teenage sensations, a lot of times they do fizzle.
Yep.
Tiffany would be another example.
Is that it? Gone but not forgotten time?
Go ahead.
Let's get right into a guy who founded the Hormel Meatpacking Company, or
Hormels. Why can't you have egg, bacon, spam, and sausage?
That's got spam in it!
Not as much as spam, egg, sausage, and spam.
Look, could I have egg, bacon, spam, and sausage without the spam? What do you mean? I don't like spam!
Spam, 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 spam.
Courtesy of Monty Python, it's the spam song.
You gotta love it. I'm sure George Hormel, or Hormels, as they call them in Austin. The only place that calls it Hormel is the people in Austin that live there and work there.
They're chili in the can.
Everybody else, yeah, and they're
Hormel chili.
And their Dinty Moore beef stew. You just can't go wrong with it. George A. Hormel.
Whose thumbprint was that? Was that George Hormel's thumbprint on the top of the Dinty Moore can, do you think?
I guess.
Can we test that out?
Or is Dinty Moore himself... Born on this day, 18...
I don't know if there was a Dinty Moore. Was there? 18, was there a real Dinty 16, Moore?
I don't know. I thought so. But
who's going to name a guy Dinty?
I know. That was rather odd. Spanish dictator Francisco Franco.
I think he's still dead.
Wasn't there? Yes. That's great Saturday Night Live bit. Francisco Franco was born on this day, 1892, and he is still dead. Aviator Gregory Pappy Boyington... was born on this day, 1912. During WW2, he shot down 28 Japanese planes, organized the Black Sheep Squadron, and was awarded the Medal of Honor. The TV series Ba Ba Black Sheep, which I think was Robert Conrad, right?
Oh, yeah.
After Wild Wild West, he was inspired. It was inspired by his memoirs. Certainly an impressive figure, 1912.
Little Ba Ba Black Sheep for you. I remember watching that as a kid.
Yes. Way to come up with something right at the last minute. Impressive.
It's really not that hard.
I know.
You type it in and then you hit go.
I was trying to give you some credit there.
No,
some
I don't. There's no credit needed at that point.
Right on.
It's the fact that I have 20 of them lined up and we're able to play them all in a row and kind of go seamlessly from one bit to the other. Now, that, Neil, is impressive.
That
the fact
is.
That I brought one up in 10 seconds is not impressive in this day and age.
All right, we're going to go with it. Let's get to one of our favorite guys. Both you and I are big fans of the work of Victor French.
Old Dan Tucker was a fine old man. Washed his face, in a frying pan. Combed his hair with a wagon wheel. Died with a toothache in his heel. You love the way for old Dan Tucker. It's too late to get his supper. Supper's over and dinner's cooking. Old Dan Tucker just stands there looking.
He was
Mr. Edwards.
Yeah, Mr. Edwards. He was in Little House. He was a
Highway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven with Michael Landon.
His buddy Michael Landon.
He was a regular on Gunsmoke. He played the bad guy, or more often than not, the bad guy
with a comedic edge,
yeah,
though.
Yes,
on some of the episodes I remember him on, he had kind of a comedic little edge to him.
Or he always had a little saying, something that he'd, you know, would be uttering as his dying wish or his dying breath. He was great. Actor Victor French, the guy was super good. Born on this day, 1934, and a very prominent musician with the Beach Boys. Dennis Wilson, their drummer.
We start with Denny Wilson on the drum.
Oh, yeah, they love Dennis, or they call him Denny.
One of the Wilson brothers. Dennis Wilson,
he
born
died
on this
young,
day in the
70s, right? He was in the late 70s. Yep. He's the one who drowned.
Yes. Very tragically, Dennis Wilson, born on this day, 1944. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Yes, they are. We don't have any anything to give away. No almanac trivia.
Oh, yeah.
I'd become pretty dependent on almanac trivia. I mean, I'd gotten a high off of almanac trivia.
Would you like to start
it? So now there's a little something missing right now.
Would you like to start it back up tomorrow for Tracy Bird at the Medina?
Might as well.
All right, plan
on. I don't
see
why not. That would be a good plan. Tracy Bird would approve.
I think he would.
Brooks and Dunn.
Lipstick, a letter across the mirror this morning.